This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by AimPoint Research, utilizing best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders. Learn more at aimpointresearch.com. Good Friday afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. Today, the House approved a $1.2 trillion spending package that will fund around three-quarters of the government for the next 6 months. The bill passed on a 286-134 vote and will fund the Department of Defense, State, Homeland Security, Treasury, Labor, Education, and Health and Human Services. It will also fund the Small Business Administration, Federal Trade Commission, Federal Communications Commission, and Consumer Product Safety Commission. These agencies will be covered until September 30th, which is when the fiscal year ends. The Senate has until tonight to pass the spending package to avoid a partial government shutdown. In other news on Capitol Hill, this week the House held a hearing to discuss the impact of China on U.S. agriculture and the food supply. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson spoke on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers to discuss the conversations around the U.S.-China relationship. He says there are real concerns with China's influence in the agriculture space.
Not just the purchase of American agriculture production land, also processing, but it goes beyond that. It looks at the stealing of intellectual property, of the control of intellectual property when it comes to being able to respond to, basically agriculture needs in the future, the impacting of research, the amount of investment that, China legitimately is doing in research. And this is why we need to increase what we're doing in research with as a part of the Farm Bill.
American Soybean Association's Virginia Houston was also on this week's show and is urging Congress to understand the benefits of having a relationship with China.
As they look to deal with China in the geopolitical sense, and we recognize there are myriad issues when it comes to Beijing and whether it's human rights, intellectual property theft, technology transfer, those sorts of things, to remember that there's a very real economic relationship for U.S. agriculture, particularly soybean growers.
Houston says China is the largest trading partner for U.S. soy.
China is our largest market, bigger than the rest of the world combined. In the last marketing year, we shipped about $32 billion worth of U.S. soy across the world. China consumed $19 billion of that. To put it quite simply, one in three rows of soybeans grown in the U.S. is destined for the Chinese market.
You can watch this week's show on AgriPulse.com. Canada's red meat livestock sector says it will be watching developments closely following USDA's announcement of new product of U.S. labeling rules coming into effect at the beginning of 2026. Both the Canadian Pork Council and the Canadian Cattle Association say the new inclusive rules will be among the strictest in the world, and that the voluntary labeling will be similar to the mandatory country of origin labeling rules known as MCOOL. Dennis Laycraft is the executive vice president of the Canadian Cattle Association. He says under its current guidelines, what is widely being called VCOOL for voluntary country of origin labeling will be hard to deal with for industry players on both sides of the U.S. border.
It's a big issue for many feeders in Texas, Kansas, Nebraska that bring a lot of Canadian feeder animals in. This rule basically disqualifies that trade, which has been pretty important to a number of U.S. producers as well.
Laycraft believes stakeholders will find the new rules difficult to navigate when they go into effect at the beginning of 2026.
As you go through the rule, there's actually going to be two product of USA definitions. There's one for export that they say each country determines with the U.S., and then there's the product of USA in the United States. That'll become more apparent as the rule gets closer to coming into effect.
MCOOL was ruled as discriminatory to Canadian and Mexican red meat by the World Trade Organization and later abolished in 2015. Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by AimPoint Research. Strategic intelligence empowers decisions in a volatile market. AimPoint Research utilizes best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders gain a deeper understanding of what's happening, what's going to happen, and how to prepare for the future. Don't wait. Position your business now to ensure success tomorrow. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.